Good evening, folks from the res and urban centers across Indian America. It is time for another thought-provoking radio show from Amerinda. Tonight's story is entitled Files from the Indian Police, with no commercial interruptions. Tonight's story begins in a sprawling urban area in a small, lonely apartment rented by a lonely, lonely woman, Rachel Many Fortune Rainbow Eagles. She is recording her wildly new age pod show for radio.
Hello, my YouTube tribe. This is Rachel Many Fortune Rainbow Eagles. Aho! Aho to all those of you out there on the internet. Welcome to my podcast, Keeping One's Body Sacred with Grains, Yoga, and Less Lard. Today we are going to continue our learning path of yoga with a new style of yoga I've created. Oh, and for those of you who haven't paid for the last gathering, please use the PayPal or credit card information given after today's session. This yoga method I'm offering you today was given to me by a sacred and respectable elder who I met at the local casino during a tribute concert to Kansas. This might cost a little more, but it will be worth it. Cleansing breath. And let's begin. Stretch that right leg as far as you can, as if you're a champion fancy dancer. Now the left leg. Stretch, and if that leg is tight, don't worry. This exercise will loosen the muscles. Again with the right. Stretch, good cleansing stretch. Every once in a while, Spirit gives you a blessing. Oh, have you heard my new CD? Music for Sacred Squirrels. If you get a blessing like I did, a little sage will take care of it. Wow. Good, strong. Sacred sage. Now, this yoga position is called fry bread ball roll. This method begins on the floor and rolling a few feet to the right. Be careful that you don't... That is sharp. This is why we keep a shop vac nearby. It is important not to take setbacks like this. Spirit is just testing your resolve. And this is a very important lesson we will center our sessions on. Now, back to our sacred balls. So, get on the floor and get ready to go to the left. And now we... whoever you are, there's a sign that says, please don't disturb. Who is it?
UPS.
Who?
Fry bread, Graham.
There's no such thing.
We have puppy. Hot puppy soup.
Who is this? I'll call the police.
Miss Rachel Many Fortune Rainbow Eagles?
Yes?
Miss Many Fortune Rainbow Eagles, we would like to talk to you if you have a moment.
I'm doing my podcast right now. Could you come back later?
This won't take long, ma'am.
All right. What's this about?
Please, ma'am. My friend wants to get a real Indian name certificate. She'll pay in cash.
Really? Great. But just for a few minutes.
Rachel, I'm Officer Rez, and this is Officer Road.
Hey, we don't want a name certificate. We're the Indian Police.
Indian Police.
Police? Is this over that late parking ticket?
No, ma'am. We're the Indian Police.
Tribal Police?
Officer Road. Hi. No, we're the Indian Police.
Oh, my God. You really do exist.
Ma'am, Indian people exist and are real. They don't have time to be chasing down or rounded up pretendings.
There are a lot of pretendings, wannabes, and descendings roaming. and your name came up in our files.
But I'm Indian. I swear, a real Indian. My grandmother was a friend to the handmaiden of the third cousin to a real Indian princess.
Rachel Many Fortune Rainbow Eagles, a.k.a. Rachel Sunset Child, a.k.a. Raindrop from a Sad Cloud, a.k.a. Cassandra Smudges a Lot, a.k.a. Woman of Many Tribes.
Hey, I went on several vision trips to get those names. Well, one was given to me by an old man at a Walmart parking lot. Besides, I was young and trying to find myself. All of us Indians have been on that type of journey in their lives.
Well, some Indians haven't. Some of us don't go to Walmart every day, and 23andMe isn't that accurate. You've claimed to be the great-granddaughter of Pocahontas, Sacagawea, and Cher.
That's the granddaughter of Cher. In fact, the song Half-Breed was about me.
Really? I like that song. Can you sing?
Not like Cher.
Half-breed, that's what they called me. Half-breed, how I learned to hate the word.
No. Do you know any powwow songs? 49s?
Well, I do know one. If I sing it, this will help my case, right?
Wouldn't hurt.
Promise me you won't laugh.
We're Indians. Switching to stoic phase in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, here I go. Hey, 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 wow, we're going to a powwow. I say, hey, did you hear what we said? We're going to a powwow, we're going to a powwow. Going to a powwow, you bet, wow. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Get your granny's chairs right now.
Okay, thank you. We got it.
Right, so that little ditty gives you the right to claim being of Native ancestry?
The DNA test states there is a strong possibility. I could be 0.325 Native American, and maybe some African American, but I don't think working for the NAACP would be an appropriate thing for me right now because of that other Rachel.
According to our files, in 2006, you claimed to be of Blackfoot ancestry, but changed it to Blackfeet. Then in 2009, you claimed to be of Cherokee ancestry. In 2010, you claimed to be of Blackfeet, Cherokee, and Aztec ancestry. Now, today, you claim to be of Blackfeet, Cherokee, Aztec, Mohawk, and Zima. Wait, that's Zuni.
No Oompity Loompa blood in there?
Hey, do you think you could do a couple of verses from Willy Wonka? Not the deaf one, but the wilder one?
What?
Sorry. We just got a little sidetracked is all. You have proof of all these tribal affiliations, Miss Many Fortunes Rainbow Pigeons?
Eagles.
Beagles, right. But do you have validation of belonging to all these tribes?
This is a fine example of colonialism. What kind of brothers are you? Resist!
We've resisted taking a stand against cultural appropriation for too long. We are here because of an ongoing investigation.
You people are only here because I'm a breed.
No, Miss Fortune Bagels. I'm part African American.
Then you must have been treated like this.
At first, ma'am, but I am recognized as one of the community.
Then why were you harassed like me?
Oh, please, we're not harassing you. You know, smallpox wasn't the only disease brought to this land. Diabetes, racism, religious intolerance, gender intolerance.
What are you talking about? This is racism. That's what this is. Reverse racism.
Reverse racism isn't real, Rachel.
You said real to her. From an Indian, that must be a first for her.
I don't think this is funny. You two are only here because I'm not a full Indian.
Full blood. The standard U.S. government definition is full blood.
Full blood, which you aren't, but more of a fool blood.
What? What did you say?
We're not here, Rachel, because you aren't a breed, nor that you aren't a full blood.
Identity theft, Rachel. You are being charged with identity theft.
What? Me? Identity theft? That's ridiculous.
It might not be a serious crime for the local white boy law dogs, but it is very serious to the men and women of the Indian police. We have records of you using fake native tribal cultural identities for several years, and the purchasing and mishandling of Native American sacred and religious items.
That's not true. It sounds so completely made up. What did I do?
At a major Native social gathering, you took the headdress of a man and proceeded to dance with it. Later, you copied the design and made several copies of it.
But I'm an artist. It was my interpretation and expression of the object in question.
As a student seeking enrollment, you found yourself at Brown University.
That wasn't my fault. They asked on the application if I was American Indian, so I checked the little box.
No one from the university forced you to claim the identity. And you received a full ride scholarship for an entire year until...
Oh, until Maggie West of the American Students Association contacted you several times via email and phone to meet with you, but you hid.
Then Maggie made a surprise visit to you and found you in a local Starbucks and questioned you, and you confessed to Maggie you are not Native.
After you told the barista Maggie was a drunk Indian woman harassing you, you had Maggie removed and arrested. Huh, that old chestnut.
Later, you would attend community events claiming to be a Native tribal woman of the universe who was suffering from the acts of colonialism. You requested benefits for you and your tribe and managed to raise over $100,000.
Which you used to travel to a beach resort in Mexico for a year.
That was research. I was connecting with my southern brothers and sisters.
Is that the time you started claiming to be part Aztec?
Is that all in your tablet?
Then you became involved in Native performing arts.
You became an actor, forcing white theater companies to hire you, since they weren't and hadn't employed any Native tribal people before.
And you also used your claim of being part Aztec to be cast in a Latino theater production of Zoot Suit.
You became a dancer and started conducting dance workshops in traditional tribal dances of the world.
You called it two-stepping on Mother Earth.
It was in 2015 you started to work as a consultant for academic programs, doing lectures in college settings across the country entitled Deconstructing Traditional and Sacred Paradigms of the American Indian.
You used your student enrollment at Brown University for your academic credit card, but you knew enough not to go near any tribal colleges.
Not on purpose. I mean, I went where they could afford my lecture fees.
That would be $3,000 a lecture, $5,000 for a workshop, and $10,000 for a blessing ceremony and wine bar reception.
But you quit the academic fry bread circuit. Why?
What? Now you're being rhetorical? You seem to know everything else.
Just for our own personal interest. We would like to know why you quit that big money circuit and wound up doing these dog and war pony podcasts.
In the words of the famous American playwright, Arthur Copit, Indians have attorneys now and have become more savvy.
Savagey, what?
Savvy.
So, are you going to arrest me? Take me back to the res for trial? What? What's so funny?
You've committed crimes of colonization by stealing Native tribal identities, some cultural appropriation, and some artifacts, which is a federal crime. But we aren't the feds, but with the other crimes, you are looking at a residence on an American Indian reservation with no housing, no water, no electricity, no employment, no healthcare, and maybe some assorted addictions and acts of violence.
Wouldn't want you to be left out of all the fun, would we? You'll be stripped of all cultural identity, given a new name, and people who don't know you will speak for you.
What? I can't live like that. No one should.
we do. Some of us have had that done to us all our lives.
We're here to remind you and others like yourself that Native tribal people, Indians, are watching and listening to you.
We really do listen.
Your actions embarrass us, sometimes humiliate us, but you and others like you are never punished. For years, we are the ones forced to carry your punishment, just like your hate and your fears. You act like no crime has been committed.
Listen to me, Rachel. There will be a day when you and others like you won't be able to steal from us anymore. If you do, it will be a crime. Not resolved in any court, but with just simple human respect. It won't force you to stop. There are no laws for this, or jails, no courts, but you have been committing crimes. There is no respect or honor in what you do. Respect and honor would mean allowing Indian people to be Indian people. We won't take you in today, but you'd better stop. Let's bounce.
A man with a hook for a hand. A woman who can't stop doing pull tabs. A white woman claiming self-identity, but you can still see her tan lines. To our relatives, the last, a journey into tribal terror. Gather, my friends, bring your cups of hot tea, day-old nachos, Cookies Freed from the Workroom. Tonight, Amerinda Radio Dramas and Comedies presents A Night of Terror. It came from across the big pond. Like many stories of terror on a reservation, they begin with the hero never expecting danger or other threats to happen. It is one of those days when the hero gets up, drinks some coffee, goes to a sister's house for a two-day Indian taco. But this is not one of those days. Young Myron Jackson is spending the night at his parents' modest two-bedroom house that sleeps eight. Myron is wrapped in quilts and is asleep on the couch. Suddenly, a large bang sound, and we hear the running footsteps of Ernie. He slams the door, his feet pounding the floor. He finally makes a running jump and dives on top of Myron.
Save me, cousin. Please save me.
What the?
Hey, this is my vest. How did you get it?
Borrowed it that one night. What time is it?
Time to start taking your cousin's stuff.
Time for you to go home so I can sleep.
Myron? Gee, Myron!
What's wrong with you?
Ooh, I give that dive a 6.
Betsy? Come on out of there, Betsy. I use natural gas to warm up those blankets.
Dang, Myron. No wonder no one wants to go camping with you. We gotta hide.
Hide?
I almost forgot. Myron!
What?
Hide!
Don't you two have your own piles at home you can play in?
Myron!
What is it, Ernie?
I see white people.
So, your cousin married a white girl from the cafe.
But this is different.
It is, Myron. I was out this morning and everything feels weird. It's like the time the white governor came for a visit and they had all those Secret Service men around. Indians are changing. You think you're in a village of wannabes.
Wait. Let's be sure it's him first. How do we know he's our cousin? Are you Myron Jackson?
What?
Are you Myron Jackson?
Yeah.
Cousin to Peter Nygaard, our first cousin?
What? Yeah, he's my cousin. Ernie, you're starting to get on my nerves.
Good. It's Myron.
Wait. You can't be sure.
You little shit! Ernie, I'm gonna kick your...
No, Myron! It's our identity test, and you passed! Betsy, help!
You're always playing around.
I didn't slap you that hard. That was a fry bread slap.
Myron, stop. We had to be sure it's you.
What the hell is going on?
We don't know.
And you slapped me for what reason?
No, listen, Myron. Something is very wrong.
Yeah. First off, I let this turd hit me.
No, people are changing. They aren't being the way they used to be.
Changing? You mean clothes?
No, there are these guys walking around dressed in dress pants and shirts.
Mormon missionaries, they're always walking around here.
No, they have black suits on.
Jehovah Witnesses.
Will you listen? They aren't missionaries or witnesses or FBI or federal marshals or BIA.
Well, what are they then?
We don't know.
What? Are you guys smoking something?
No.
Yes, but not recently. Okay. No.
So you have some guys in suits walking around the projects. That isn't anything new.
Yes, but when they go into a house, the family disappears. And when they show up, they're completely different.
Don't lie. Maybe they're rug cleaners. You rarely see those guys in the projects.
It's not funny. Stop laughing, Myron. She was telling you the truth.
How are people changing?
Vic Chambers. They went into his house, and after an hour, he came out with all of his dance outfit stuff, his camping things, his teepee poles.
Put all his things in a pile and set it on fire. He even stood there and cut his braids.
Don't lie.
I'm not. I saw it. When I asked him what he was doing, he just stood there and looked at me and asked me if this is weird. But he asked me if I would like to join him for some refreshing Kool-Aid and tuna fish sandwiches.
His dancing outfit, all of it. The eagle feather bustle too?
All of it. Then he started to talk about how he had to trim his lawn, and maybe he should buy some of those little plastic gnomes at the hardware store. He took a weed chopper to those big sage brushes out in his backyard, and Starvin' Marvin.
They went to see him?
Yes. He picked up his fancy backrest, his makeshift sweat, and loaded it all into his trailer and drove off. Has anybody noticed that weird music playing while I was talking?
You got your iPhone on?
Never mind. It's gone now.
Well, he wasn't from our people, so that really isn't anything new. Maybe he found people who would adopt him. That was one of Starvin' Marvin's goals.
And the smoke shack?
What about it?
They were in there last night for 4 hours. And this morning, I went there to get a coffee and sausage nachos, and it was turned into a milk bar.
Milk bar? They sell chocolate milk? I could go for some chocolate milk right about now.
I went in there this morning, and there are two of them behind the counter, wearing suits and sunglasses. They sell only milk. White milk, whole milk, 2%, 1% skim milk, but it is all white. No chocolate, no strawberry milk. Donuts are white. Even the milk duds are white.
Damn. Scary, huh?
Did they buy it? Buck Flynn was always talking about selling the smoke shack to the first person who offered him enough money. He said he was getting tired of selling smokes, scratch cards, and pop. You didn't see Buck?
He drove up in a red Toyota. He wasn't driving his big rig Ford. He was wearing slacks, slippers, and a pink Hello Kitty sweater.
Buck.
Don't answer it.
Why?
It could be them.
Myron! Oh.
Myron! Get the door! Nephew! I'm busy, so get the door!
What should I do? I'll go see.
Is it them?
I don't know. They look like well-dressed Mormons.
Is there no one in my house? Did you finally wake up, Myron?
I'll go keep Auntie Carol quiet.
Don't open it, Myron.
Wait, let me see.
Hello. Can I talk to you today about being assimilated into the kingdom of...
Not today!
Edible fruits and puppies?
No, man.
Donald Trump Bibles. Won't burn your hands when you touch them.
Dude, get away from my door and house. I'll call the sheriff's department and tell them there's a white man trespassing.
Hey, Myron, did you hear that weird music just a few seconds ago?
No.
Auntie Carol, you were the cousin to my mom or third cousin?
We don't count our people.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
What's wrong, Auntie Carol?
This little shit tried to slap me in the kitchen. I stopped him, and I slapped him. We aren't white in this house. I think I'm gonna give him a couple of good hard ones to remember.
Sorry. But look at her. I thought they got to her, and she's changing.
I'm cooking fry bread. Now I need to go back there before I burn anything. Myron? Keep this one in here.
Yes, Auntie. You're lucky my uncle isn't here.
I thought she was changing. I didn't even think of the fry bread.
You didn't smell the grease? Smell the flour?
I wasn't thinking about it, okay?
She decked you, huh?
No. Yeah.
Do you think those guys will come back?
I don't know. They didn't look that strange. Are you too sure there's something going on and these guys are the reason for it?
Yeah, it's like everybody is losing a part of themselves.
They change, Myron. They just aren't the same.
In this short of a time.
It's happening all over, Myron. My cousin in Wolf Point said everybody got rid of their dance outfits and burned them. They tore down things that were Indian.
I heard some people who had those huge satellite dishes in front of their houses went out and pointed those dishes straight up into the sky like they could hear something.
And there are dogs starting to talk? Cats had a 49 two nights ago and didn't invite the mice.
Really? Where'd you hear that?
I haven't. I'm just making it up.
Oh, well, don't do that. There are a lot of strange things happening, Myron.
I'm taking these over to the community hall. When I get back, I'll clean the kitchen. Myron, I want you to clean up out back. Get your motorbike parts straightened out. I don't want any of these little ones hurting themselves.
All right.
Auntie Carol.
What, Betsy?
You can't go.
What's wrong with you, Betsy?
The community hall is closed.
I know. I'm gonna open it when I get there.
Wait.
You stay there.
We heard there's a busted water pipe and they're trying to fix it right now.
No one told me. Did anybody call Myron?
No. I'll check the phone. No signal.
The lines are down. See? They are coming. They are coming. Well, they are.
Well, I should go over and see. Watch this one, nephew.
We can. Just stay here, Auntie Carol. We'll run over there in an hour and see what's happening.
Yeah.
An hour? I'm going now. I'll go and try to keep this bread warm.
I'll help. No. Okay, oh, okay.
You stay in here. Let me know when you kids are gonna go. Especially this one.
Why'd you say that?
You guys, we should have tried to keep her here, just in case.
In case of what?
The fry bread. No, I mean those guys.
This is getting messed up. I don't know if I should...
It's them!
Hide!
Hide? If it's them, they know we're here.
Oh, yeah. Ain't it? Ain't it?
Are you gonna open it, Myron? Please don't.
You have any weapons? I have some... lip balm that's 2 weeks old.
Weapons? Like what?
Check out the box. You've got to have something. Like... Oh, an old envelope. Some duct tape. Electrician tape. An old deer bone.
Bernie, knock it off.
Wait. I'm ready. My skillet will go blazing on those guys.
What are you gonna do with that? Make them some fried bologna?
I want some.
My auntie calls this an attitude adjuster. Just open the door.
Count of three. 3, 2, 1.
Get him!
Sit down, Ernie, just sit down.
Hello. Why don't we all just sit down? Myron Blue, yes?
Yeah.
And you are Betsy Two Robes, Ernie Jackson.
Who are you?
Be careful, gentlemen. Swift and clean. You, go check the back. You can start looking in that area. Remove anything that may impede the process. You know your assignments, now go and complete them.
Hey, what's going on?
You have the last house in the neighborhood. You've been selected for social gentrification and assimilation.
What?
They want to turn us white.
No! Oh, God, no! I can't turn white. My cousin Todd Jeremy did. Now, nobody will snag him.
You're part white now, Ernie.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
So am I.
I'm not.
Yes. Unfortunately, our program doesn't include you. You'll have to come with us.
Why?
This process will be simple and easier for you and him, but since she isn't, how does one say this, similar to you, our techniques have to be more focused. We'll have to take her to the center for a more intense process.
I didn't know Betsy was a full blood.
I'm part black.
Difficult to assimilate. both races are difficult. If you were more like other ethnics, the process wouldn't be so difficult.
We found 75% of the personal materials that will have to be removed, cataloged, and burned. I suppose it had some cultural meaning.
Removed? Wait, you guys can't take our stuff.
Let's remove them first before you start resource removal.
We aren't going anywhere.
Help me, Myron. Don't let them take me.
Ernie, get over here. You aren't removing anyone from this house.
Myron, you two others, don't be so confrontational. This has happened so many times before throughout history. In fact, I know your Auntie Carol has gone through it once in her life.
What are you talking about?
Assimilation. Myron, this process is very subtle today. It isn't like in the past where people were starved, re-educated, infected, kidnapped, or murdered. This is a very gentle process where your people give up a little more of yourself and those around you so you can join the larger community. You want that, don't you? It would be so beneficial for you, your family, relatives, and even your friends to move around without any lingering suspicion or doubt.
You mean like going into a store and not be followed?
Yes, yes, that is just a minute example of what this will do for you. You've had to face so many microaggressions of racism, sexism, that will all change. We want the best for all of you, and the best is to finally become one of us.
We are going to cover us all white. Then I want to be a redhead like my cousin Jeff.
In a way, but you won't have all that difficult business of being sovereign, something you people wanted long ago, and when a little of it was given to you, there were so many problems created by it. Treaties, agreements, it was a huge legal mess. It never brought you and your people freedom. It took you so far away from us. There was no possibility of ever coming together to be one. Now we have something new that will help you become better situated in our society.
Whose society?
Mine, or ours, yours, it will be a better society. One where everyone flourishes and no one suffers from lack of resources or neglect.
You don't want us to be Native or Indian anymore.
They can't do that, can they?
We wanted you to be a part of us a long time ago. Your people were baptized, inducted, educated, cleaned up, but it didn't do a lot for your development of assimilation. These two new processes will help you regenerate a new interest and move the process scars. It isn't going to be painful. A little difficult for her, but we've designed this again specifically for your people.
Don't let them take me, Myron.
I won't.
Here, number three. This is the new image we have of you. Take a look. I think you'll enjoy them. They tested quite well with 40% of Americans. Bob, when we're done...
Understand, sir.
What are these?
Are these supposed to be us?
They look like everybody else.
The way you people should have been over a century ago. Be thankful that we replaced the older processors. Upgrades are good for everybody.
I can't look like this.
Yes, that's why you have to come with us.
No way! They can't make anyone look this way.
We can. Call your aunt.
Auntie Carol?
Call her. I will. Carol Blue, please enter.
What the? What did you do to her?
My poor auntie. Auntie, please come back.
She looks like she works at the jewelry section at Penny's.
Auntie Carol?
She can't talk right now. Her speech component has to be changed and enhanced to provide acceptable female responses.
You can't do this. She's a member of the Nakota tribe.
Stop that.
She is Nakota.
Stop that. Stop saying that word.
Nakota. Lakota. Dakota.
Stop. Stop non-fully assimilated words.
She is Wodapna.
We can't be you. Oyate.
Leave us. Oyate.
Yeah. Enet.
Enet isn't a traditional word.
Enet? It isn't? Oh, bye, Brad.
That isn't a traditional word or food. Taniha.
What did you do?
As long as we keep part of who and what we are, no one will ever change us.
And that concludes our story tonight. Remember, Native tribal people face all sorts of terror and horror daily. Join us again for another terrifying story from Amerinda Radio. Good night, good sleep, good food.